It is our third transfer committee show. Credit as ever to John Furlong for creating the game and Steve Davis for pulling in the fees and the money. Input this year, you might have heard from Gutman, Stewart and Williams. These three people who are on with me know approximately where they live. Who are these three people? Sean Rogers, Mike Batcawley and Dan Morgan all getting themselves psyched up. There's more to keep your eye on there for this year, but you'll be fine with that, you smart people. We want to make sure that we're homegrown / non-homegrown compliant. Obviously, non-homegrown is more the one to watch than homegrown by the end of it, and I want to hear your full squads. Jeremy Frimpong is in and done. So therefore, before we go any further, are you having Florian Wirtz? I know you put a lot of legwork in so far to bring the Florian Wirtz deal together, but if you're having him, then your budget is minus 30 million and you need to get it back to zero by the end. Or if not, your budget is 100 million. Either way, it will be the biggest individual window or calendar year the club has ever had in terms of net spend as per LFC history. So, are you going to pursue and finalise, do everything in your power for the deal for Florian Wirtz? Sean, Mike, Dan.
Yep.
100%.
Threw on the nod. So Wirtz is in, so you're at minus 30. Your next question, and it's before you can see the roll of the dice, is you need to decide on Darwin Nunez immediately. You need, because if we're going to, if you want to keep him, then we need to start to tell him that story now and make clear that we're going to pay Benfica 5 million, which will also come off your budget. Are you going to let him go? At which point we'll see what the offer is when it comes in, but you've got to take the offer that comes on the dice roll.
Yeah, he's gone for me.
Gone. Dan, yeah. Sean's nodding. Mike's letting them go. So that's confirmed. All right, so our wages to turnover in the last set of accounts was 63%. We need to make sure we stay inside 70, but we also need to give ourselves leeway full stop. So the wages we will be tighter on this year, and we are reducing a little bit. There's five category of players. We include goalkeepers, but for outfield, across the four category of players, we don't want you to release more than two per position category who've played over 1,000 league minutes. For the purposes of the listener, everyone you think has played 1,000 league minutes has played 1,000 league minutes. Everyone you don't think has played 1,000 league minutes hasn't. Wataru Endo has not played 1,000 league minutes. Kostas Tsimikas and Gerald Quantel have not played 1,000 league minutes. Joe Gomez hasn't played 1,000 league minutes. But the ones that you think have. You will therefore see with that, the manager doesn't want to lose too much of the nucleus of the side which won the league, so you can't sell more than two players in any one category. So you can't sell three of the four. Well, you can't sell three, for instance, of Jota, Nunez, who you've committed to selling, Gakpo, Diaz, you've got to, and Salah, obviously, you can't sell. You can only sell two of them. Each of you can, at any point during the game, suggest a player who isn't on the list. That player will be given a price and a wage marker by me. It doesn't mean that you have to then sign him. It's that you can throw him in and have him be part of the discussion. So at any point you can do that. Each of you can do that. But once he's in, and you lose the ability to suggest somebody else.